again from the audit department, the director. This is the review of the Wauwatosa School District reimbursement of operating costs associated with Milwaukee County DHHS schools for the 2009-2010 school year.
Mr. Hare.
Mr. Chairman, this is an annual audit. Wauwatosa Schools educates children in our care at the county grounds, and for that educational service, they receive reimbursement from the State Department of Public Instruction, and from their payment, they pay us rent. The rent is paid 75% in advance, and that amount has been remitted already to Milwaukee County. It's over $500,000. This audit is needed to trigger that next 25% payment, so that's what this audit does. In addition, we continue to carry forward a recommendation that we make a deal with Wauwatosa that has, I think, more clear protection of the county taxpayers should the state ever underfund. Way back, the state underfunded this, and there was a bit of a dispute about who's going to pay for what. It hasn't happened lately. It's still an open item, so we'll carry that as a recommendation until that matter is resolved.
Supervisor DeBruin, followed by Supervisor Smith, followed by DeBruin.
I'm just going to move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Supervisor Smith moves approval. Supervisor DeBruin.
Well, my question deals with what's the impediment to renegotiating a contract? Is Wauwatosa been not willing, or is our administration, you know, too many other things on their plate, or a disagreement over the need to change the contract? What's been the impediment?
It's been a bit of all of the above. I think fundamentally neither party wants to take more of the potential hit if the state underfunds. And we understand that. Our suggestion is that there be some equitable prorating of that, but in the absence of any real internal leadership, it's just been kind of a nobody wants to be at risk, nobody has the time or effort to do anything about it anyway. Our hope is with the new administration, we can find some key person within the administration we can work with to just get this locked in. This has bounced around. This has been an item for ECD, Human Services, Public Works. Our auditee here on the county side has changed at least a half dozen times in the last 10 years. So it's been all those reasons, but I think fundamentally nobody wants to be holding the bag if the state underfunds us. And in these times, people are not as convinced as in the past that the state is going to continue to fully fund this program.
Do we have a rollover contract? Is that it, or are we annually signing it again?
Mr. Chairman, we are continuing to work under the previous contract.
Okay. And do we know whether the recent budget changes in Madison with all the major school funding and DHHS stuff changes, whether that's impacted this or not?
Mr. Chair, it does not appear that there's been an impact this year.
Is there a reopener clause in the contract that if there's a financial hit to either party that could automatic, you know, at the request of either party, reopen the contract discussions, or is it more of the old school contract clauses?
Mr. Chair, I would definitely say old school. I mean, it exists. We think it needs to be clarified and prorated, but until that happens, it's just going to continue to plug along as it has since the 90s. Actually, audit, back before I even got here, recommended that we do this because there's an opportunity to capture some of those costs for the county. And it's been a significant revenue source for us, but that liability, that risk that we did suffer 1 year has been just a holdover in the existing contract that needs to be resolved.
Is there a way for audit or fiscal staff to assess the current legislation in Madison to see whether that impacts this? Because that might jumpstart it.
Yeah.
I understand why it's a lower priority or has been, but you have to do the audit every year, and it's a continuing issue.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest we can do two things. We can scan current legislation that's pending and see if that risk has changed, and regardless, we can take this audit and move forward with the new administration and try and get this off the dime.
And then my last question, I don't know if it's actually you that would answer this or whether it's something that goes through Health and Human Needs and on Ms. Lay's Day's department, but does anybody at any point analyze the performance of the kids in the school? Is there any accountability for if the kids are getting taught?
Mr. Chairman, the responsibility is with the Wauwatosa School District. My understanding is that they've got a fairly competent principal in charge of that program trying to turn around some issues, which may be the genesis for your question. There have been issues, and they've redeployed a fairly highly regarded principal to that venue to try and, you know, improve. It's one of those dual responsibilities. Mr. Moe has responsibility for the children in his care. Wauwatosa Schools has responsibility for their education. I'm not aware that Mr. Moe has surfaced any issues from his side of the house. I just know from my life outside the county that there have been some other issues within Wauwatosa schools and that they've reacted by changing some staffing.
Can Ms. Lyday on the county's behalf request that information? I'm assuming that's probably public information, the school performance data or something. I'd just be interested to see how those kids are doing. And honestly, I've been here 19 years. I don't think anyone's ever asked, myself included. And I think it's appropriate.
I would agree, Ms. Chairman. As custodians for these children, HHS has, I believe, the right to know what's going on with them educationally. One of the issues we come across is that it is a pretty much a revolving door. So that is one of the challenges. But they've structured the program to deal with those challenges. You don't treat children in our care at the detention center as a regular full-year student or even a semester student. So they've developed programs to get the highest impact for the time that the children are there. And I think it's fair to ask about the details of whether or not that program from the Wauwatosa Schools perspective is achieving objectives or not.
And just finally on that, the standards might be very different. It might not only be just how, you know, are they reading at grade level, it also might be stuff like, well, they're supposed to have 5 hours of instruction a day. Are they actually getting 5 hours? Is it with a certified teacher or an intern? You know, those type of things. But something, some measurement capabilities got to be in the school system's data and their reporting. And I think it'd be appropriate for us to at least review what that is every now and then.
Mr. Chairman, I think we understand Supervisor Bruin's concern, and we can work with Ms. Lyday and Mr. Moe to prepare something or get something from them to you in the next cycle.
Okay. Thank you.
That sounds good. Supervisor Mayo, do I have a question?
No, actually, just respond to Supervisor Bruin. There was questions and concern about the education at Wauwatosa, and I was going to vote against it because we was thinking about how some of the kids were just using gym, and it was not really getting trained. And how can we get MPS in there? Right. And we realized we was in a different district.
Right. Yep.
So that was a concern about that.
Okay.
And so it was brought up about that. And I'm glad you stated that they have a better teacher and they're looking to educate. Because some of the kids were going there, they cannot even read because of certain things.
Oh.
That was a concern at that time.
Mr. Chairman, I'm biased, but I believe the new principal was my daughter's middle school principal, and he did a good job with her.
Oh,
right,
here we go again. Another principal related
did
to the family.
Supervisor Romo West.
Oh, okay.
Supervisor Smith.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say that every time I've been out to the juvenile detention facility, I've been very impressed with the school out there. The last time I was out there, they had the kids reading, and granted, the kids tend to go up, I think they said it's 3 grade point averages just being there because they're focused on their school. That's all they have to do out there.
You're living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, every unit that we went into, when you walked into the bedroom quarters, there were books and really nice, you know, really nice new books. The classrooms were impeccable.
Okay.
I mean, they were very clean. They were, they had all modern, you know, posters hanging on the walls. And the kids seem to be very, very engaged. So, and I was only on the boys' side, but I would assume it would be the same on the girls' side. But it was very, very well run. And the teachers did seem to be,
right,
you know, very engaged with the students. And I was very impressed. So, just wanted to share that with the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Last question.
Supervisor Bruin.
As you come back with that information, I guess one of the questions I would ask Wauwatosa is what they anticipate if there's any changes from the state budget as to what the funding might be. I mean, obviously that's happening in schools throughout the community, and my guess is this might be impacted as well. Thank you.
Any further questions, comments? Supervisor Smith moved approval. Madam Clerk.
On the approval, Supervisor Bruin.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Excuse.
Roma West?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 5-0.